Raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race them, that don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race them, that come in, please buy more. What you want? A Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas. Everybody playing. Spending anything on Alexander Wang, new slave. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. Throw these Maybach keys, I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know it'll be the new slave. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I know that we the new slaves. I see the blood on the leaves. They throwing hate at me, want me to stay at ease. Fuck you and your corporation, y'all niggas can't control me. I know that we the new slave. I know that we the new slave. I'm about to ride the fuck out. I'm going Bobby Boucher. I know that pussy ain't free. You niggas pussy ain't me. Y'all throwing contracts at me. You know that niggas can't read. Don't want some Maybach keys. Fucking say live feet. I know that we the new state. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Y'all niggas can't fuck with Ye. Y'all niggas can't fuck with Ye. I moved my family out the country so you can't see where I stay. So go and grab the reporter so I can smash that quarter. Said that confused with some bullshit like the New World Order. Meanwhile, the DEA teamed up with the CCA. They try to knock niggas up. They try to make new state. He got that probably on prison. Your peace today. They probably all in the Hamptons, bragging about what they made. Fuck you and your Hampton house. I fuck your Hampton spouse. Came on a Hampton blouse, and then a Hampton mouth. Y'all about to turn shit up. I'm about to tear shit down. I'm about to air shit out. Now what the fuck they gonna say now?
Murder trial, she is about to testify.
Rachel Jimtow.
It was one of the most remarkable testimonies I have ever seen. The longer she was questioned, the more agitated the teen witness appeared.
Well, maybe if he decided to assault George Zimmerman, he didn't want you to know about it.
That's a little retarded, sir.
The state also tried to get at Zimmerman's state of mind.
And around that time, he kind of cut me off and he says, just tell her I shot someone.
Jurors ended the week on day five, hearing from the only eyewitness to the struggle. He saw two people on the ground. The person on top was wearing darker clothes. It contradicts the testimony of two key witnesses for the state.
The most dramatic day yet.
It's George Zimmerman in his own words.
All I could think about was when he was hitting my head against it, it felt like my head was going to explode.
And where from what bushes does he jump out?
It was somewhere around here.
There have been so many bits and pieces.
The inconsistencies.
They are the details that are the devil.
Either he was telling the truth, or he was a complete pathological liar.
The prosecution for the past couple of days has been trying to use the words of George Zimmerman against him. Today they apparently were trying to use the wounds of George Zimmerman.
Are the injuries to the back of the defendant's head consistent with having been repeatedly slammed into a concrete surface?
No.
Emotional testimony from Trayvon Martin's mother this morning.
And who do you recognize that to be, ma'am?
Trayvon Benjamin Martin.
And whose voice was that?
My son, George.
Could be the most critical week of the George Zimmerman murder trial. New witnesses, more family and friends.
George Zimmerman gave a statement to the police. He said, this does not even sound like me. Then you heard witness after witness, oh, this sounds just like George.
Can you describe to your jury what was going through your mind when you were listening to that?
I was listening to my son's last cry for help.
Tempers are hot. Attorneys argue over the use of an animated reenactment.
The prosecutor, John Guy, going after the defense's expert witness.
Were you aware that the defendant described to his best friend that when he slid down, the defendant slid down, that Trayvon Martin was up around his armpits?
No, I've not heard that. No, sir.
Okay, well, where would the gun be now?
There is that new charge that the judge ruled this jury can consider.
I think it's going to be very difficult for this jury to find second-degree murder, intentional murder, murder with hate. That is going to be very tough. But the lesser-included offense of manslaughter seems to fit these facts a lot better. And O'Meara knows, even if the jury doesn't know, that George Zimmerman could spend decades in prison.
The attorneys will now present their final arguments.
He is dead because another man made assumptions.
How many could have been have you heard from the state in this case?
George Zimmerman's entire future in the hands of that six-woman jury, which has been deliberating for 15 hours.
Members of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
And there you have it. Welcome to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to this this special talk segment of K100 Internet Radio. I like to call the verdict. It's not really much, you know. Not really much to lollygag and kind of go back and forth about as far as what we're going to be talking about on the show today, what exactly the case and the cause is. I'm going to try to let the people on the phone lines, when they hit the phone lines, I'm going to try to let the people talk more than me. I've said my fair share. I didn't discuss the trial a lot as it was going on for my own personal reasons, only because deep down I kind of felt like this might be the outcome, even though I didn't want to believe it and I didn't want to admit it to myself. You know, I felt like this might end up being the outcome. As everyone pretty much in the whole world well knows by now, that George Zimmerman was found not guilty of killing young Trayvon Martin. Of course, 1,000 shots for that whole verdict. Um, Obviously, I don't agree with it. Obviously, I think it's complete and total bullshit that, and just a mockery of the justice system that went down. You know, I am of the firm belief, and there is pretty much no convincing me by no one, anyone, any entity, any person, no facts you can give me, no laws you can cite, pretty much nothing you can tell me that doesn't make this a racial, pretty much a racial hate crime for me. Race is all, this whole case is about race. You feel me? Let me stop right there. I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. This whole case is about race. Now, anybody that wants to go back and forth with me about that particular part of this discussion, I'll go back and forth with you all day. I'm not gonna try to eat up the time, because once people start hitting the phone lines and everybody starts calling in and giving their opinions, shout out to the people that's already on the phone lines now. You feel me? What I want to get everybody to understand is that once I open up the phone lines, the debate about whether or not Trayvon Martin, his killing had race had nothing to do with it. I'm going to entertain it, but I'm going to cut you off, and I'm going to just pretty much tell you to shut the fuck up. That's pretty much how it's going to go down. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Hit the phone lines. Give me a call if you want to talk about this discussion. Again, area code 347-934-0966. Give me a call. Hit me up. Let me know. I'm going to open up the phone lines to everybody that's calling in. I got a couple people raising their hand already. I'm going to get to them ASAP. But the question of whether or not this was racially motivated, because even if you believe that once there was a struggle that ensued, that this becomes a case of self-defense, that this becomes a case of, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Citizens arrest, whatever. It starts, the confrontation starts with racism. The confrontation starts because a young black male was walking through this motherfucker's neighborhood and he didn't recognize him. I don't give a shit what happened after that point, motherfucker. It started with racism. Now, I'm not going to go back and forth with none of you sons of bitches that feel like you got the balls to call up here and go back and forth with me on K100 radio about that particular notion, about that particular fact. These punks always get away with it. What punks? That's what he said. What punks? What punks are you talking about? White punks? Black punks? What kind of punks? No, you didn't say these black motherfuckers always get away with it. But we know what you meant. What's understood don't have to be said. You ever heard that? What's understood don't have to be said. You ever heard that? 347-934-0966. Call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial. And I'm going to put you on the phone lines. All right? And I'm going to let you talk. But let me get mine out the way. See? I can start my background music back up. I wanted to make sure you heard me crystal clear on that shit. All right? Because make no mistake about it. If you sit here and trying to convince me that this particular case has nothing to do with racism, I'm just going to tell you to shut the fuck up. And I don't really give a shit what you say. I don't give a fuck what his lawyer says. A disgrace. A disgrace. At very best, you could argue with me about the charge, quote unquote, of murder too, being a tad bit excessive, even though I don't think it was. You could argue that point if you want to, and I'll indulge in that legality and that nuance of it all. But what we're not going to do is go back and forth about, was this shit racially motivated? Does racism have a part in the discussion? We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that because we all know why he stopped him. Because he was young, he was black, and he was walking through there. And that's why he got stopped. If he was young and white, he wouldn't have got stopped. He wouldn't have asked him what he was doing. Now we can go back and forth about, you don't know that. You can kiss my fucking black ass on that. I'm not going to debate with you about the obvious. I don't have to. I got common sense. 347-934-0966. That's the number dial to the show. I'm going to jump to some of the callers. 912-217. What's up?
Hey, what's happening, man? I was supposed to make it out to you, man, but I wound up falling asleep, so I'm just drinking. What's happening, my nigga?
Shit, chilling, man. Welcome to the show. Billy Bad in the building.
You know it.
What's happening, homie? What up, though?
Man, nothing much, man. Trying to be a resident of Atlanta. As soon as I find me, I'm staying. But that's why I was going to stay till my birthday, but it's too good to leave, man. I got to, as soon as I find me something, man, permanent resident, my nigga.
Right. So, what do you think? Let me go. I'll go ahead and let you. 443 up next. 269 up next. 404 after that. 78 718 347. All in that order. I'm going down the phone lines. By the way, anybody listening on the phone lines, if you don't know, when you call into the phone lines, it says to speak to the host, press the number one on your keypad. I need for you to press the number one on your keypad so I know that you actually want to talk to me. All right. If not, I'm going to assume that you're just listening into the discussion via the phone lines. You feel what I'm saying? All right? So make sure you do that. All right? Hit 347-934-0966. All right? And make sure you press the number one on the keypad so I know that you want to actually speak to me and that you're not listening. Go ahead, Billy Bad. What do you got to say about this whole case, about the Zimmerman trial?
I mean, it was whack from day one, you know. I mean, there was a lot of things that went completely left field, and it had all started out with them saying that if he had THC in his system, which caused him to be aggressive, you know, which one is bullshit. His friend Taffy, he's full of shit.
Let me just stop you right there, okay?
All right.
Even if he was high as fuck, it doesn't matter, because the aggressor in the situation was the person that approached him, asking him some motherfucking questions that he had no business asking him. So I don't give a fuck if he was on cocaine, PCP, and crystal meth, bitch. If he was still minding his own fucking business, walking home, bitch, you the aggressor, because you ain't gonna be talking to him. I don't give a fuck if he was on crack. I don't give a fuck what he was on. It doesn't fucking matter to me. Period. Period.
Yeah, they try to make that a big issue.
That shit is fucking irrelevant.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I don't give a fuck if he's on LSD, seeing fucking Smurfs walking around chasing Gargamel. Bitch, I don't care. Period. Go ahead with your point, homie.
But it was a shocker, man. Took that flu by storm. I seen all these not guilty posts, and I'm like, what the hell? You know, I'm sitting there looking this up myself, because, you know, where I'm at right now, you know, my girl's girl ain't got cable, so I was able to tune in via the internet.
Right.
And I don't know how a jury full of mothers don't understand that this was senseless. I mean, and there was key points of the evidence where...
See, here we go.
I mean...
Here we go. Let me help you out here. www.chainlessentertainment.com/K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Welcome to episode 453 of K100 Internet Radio. It's called The Verdict. We're talking about the George Zimmerman acquittal. He just said he doesn't understand how a jury of mothers. All things being even and equal, okay, understand that all mothers are not created the same. Andrea Yates fucking drowned her fucking four kids in a fucking bathtub. You think your mama would have did that shit to you? I know my mama didn't do it to all five of her motherfucking kids. So all mothers are not created the same. Just because you a mother don't make you a fucking, don't mean you see the world the same. I don't care about them being mothers. You feel me? I don't care. That just because people, and that was the problem. See, that's the major letdown. Everybody thought that, oh, I know these women. He got six women. Now, yeah, he has six women, but where are they from? What's their backgrounds? I don't know, just because you have a kid don't make you a parent. You know how many people got kids out here who ain't shit? How many motherfucking baby mamas in the club 4 nights a motherfucking week they got them kids with their mama and them shit? Being a fucking mama don't mean shit. So go ahead with your point.
I feel you on that. And then it's just crazy to me. And I want to get on the prosecution. To me, they started out very strong, but somehow I don't know what may have happened. But all of a sudden, they started to fall off and not became as strong, where the defense was just making this dude look golden, you know.
So you blaming the prosecution?
I'm putting some blame on them, because they had it all right there. I mean, and you had Zimmerman who claimed that Trayvon was the aggressor, there was no blood on that man's hands. There was no blood on that man's hoodie except his own. Key fact there. And those injuries do look self-inflicted, not to where it would look like Trayvon. And Zimmerman is about twice his dude's size.
Listen, man.
So where is it? You got a frail, skinny boy whose only arm was Skittles and some tea. That could be the aggressive bashing man head in the concrete. There was no blood on the concrete.
Do you realize I'm the type of person, I don't give a fuck if Trayvon had a fucking .45 in his back pocket. You know, I don't care about that right now. At that point, I'm one of the people who don't really give a shit. You feel what I'm saying? I don't really give a shit. Hold on a second. People are calling me to my cell phone. I'm trying to get them to call into the show.
What's up?
It's on right now. Call that number. Call that phone number. All right. Yeah. My bad. Excuse me. That's my fact. I got people calling me, texting me, trying to maybe this is their first time tuning into the show, and they really want to talk about this. So I want to make sure everybody gets on the phone line. I just took a call live on the air. That was unprofessional, but it is what it is. Special circumstances. I'm going to go ahead and move to the next caller. All right? Bad. Don't hang up. But let me tell you this. Don't hang up. I don't care. I don't give a fuck if Trayvon Martin had a butcher knife in his pocket. I don't give a fuck if he was packing a pistol. I don't give a fuck if he was high on PCP. He could never be determined the fucking aggressor in the situation. Ever. Ultimately, that's all that matters. Who started this shit? Oh, motherfucker, you want to start it? Bitch, I finish it. The aggressor in the whole situation is the person that committed the crime. How can the aggressor be the innocent motherfucker? He started the whole shit for no reason. I don't give a fuck if Trayvon... I don't give a fuck if he was a four-time felon. I don't care anything about what him personally. I don't give a fuck if he had just whooped the motherfucker ass around the corner. At the point when you made contact with this man, was he fucking with you? Was he talking to you? Was he engaging in the crime? Why the fuck are you talking to him? And from that moment on, my mind's made up. My mind's made up. Because, bitch, you ain't the police. Fuck your thoughts. Fuck your opinions. Bitch, you're not the police. 443-928. Welcome to K100 Radio. Oh, I'm just getting started. Maybe you ain't never heard me on a fucking talk segment. Welcome to my world. 443-928. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's up?
Hey, it's Twink.
What's up, Twink? Thanks for calling the show. What up, though?
I didn't call because I wanted to give my opinion on what the verdict was. I actually was calling because I wanted to know, because I know you have a child, a son yourself. How do you sit him down and explain what happened?
My son understands that it's a cold world out here. It's a cruel world. You feel what I'm saying? My son understands it's a cruel world, and I don't really shelter my kids, although my daughter's mother would love for my daughter to stay 5 forever. But she's not. She's 12. You know what I'm saying? And I don't shelter my kids from the truth. I talk to my kids real plain, because right now they're at their age where they need to be addressed that way. So I tell my son, you know what I'm saying, he likes to play cops and robbers, whatever, but I don't tell him all police are pigs or whatever, even though I kind of believe that myself. But I do tell him there are a lot of crooked cops that don't think that every cop you see is a good person. Because it's simply not the truth. So when it comes down to my son and what I tell my son, this is America. This is the world we live in. He's old enough and he's intelligent enough to know that. I'm not going to go around and tell my son, the world is just kind of crazy and sometimes things are unfair. And yes, that's essentially... The truth, but at the same time, understand, son, it's a lot of people out here. The justice system is jacked up. You lucky that your father is not in prison, because most of your friends' fathers probably is. You know what I'm saying? I give them the real. I give them the truth. All right? So when it comes down to my son, I don't sugarcoat shit, because that's not helping him. It's hurting him. You feel me? I tone it down a tad for his little tiny 10-year-old ears, but understand, he gets the truth and he already knows what's up in the world. So that's how I address that.
Okay. Because, like, it all says is my opinion of this whole George Zimmerman case. It's already pissed off enough people. And it's probably going to piss you off. Because I've already seen it coming from the day it happened. Because they were reluctant on even arresting him. And then for the state to pursue it based off of the pressure they were getting from the media and from the nation, I figured they weren't going to give this case their all anyway. So,
right.
Yeah, they started off strong, and then they slacked off. They actually didn't start off strong at all because they had really the jury that they put together, it seemed like they gave you no fucks about it. Just, do you know who George Zimmerman is? Do you know anything about the case? All right, cool, we'll put you on the jury.
One can argue. It's 269. You're up next. 44879. 44384. 850303 in that order. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I want to welcome everybody listening to K1 Internet Radio. If this is your first time tuning into a talk segment, Rec, welcome. Episode 453. I'm going to call it the verdict. We're talking about the killing of Trayvon Martin and subsequential acquittal of one George Zimmerman in the case. I will give anyone that wants to have the argument of should the prosecution have even charged murder two in the case, looking at everything I've watched from a legal perspective, from the stand your ground laws, which also have a lot to do with the verdict, and also the charge of murder two being brought instead of manslaughter. There's some legal. Of course, the prosecution could bear some to blame. How long it took to charge them, all this kind of stuff. The justice system failed, and we can blame the prosecution for bringing up murder two was high. You feel me? Because murder two shows you had to have intent before you even confronted that person. You feel what I'm saying? You had to have intent to kill that person before you even saw that person, and actually he never even met that person before that moment, which makes murder two hard to prove. Which is why a lot of people was like, why did you charge him with murder too? Manslaughter, ag assault with a deadly weapon. He carries a lot of time in Florida. You feel me? Would have been appropriate.
Another issue is,
even
like,
though it was, even those were lesser charges that they could have convicted on, and they still didn't.
Like, I live in Maryland. Maryland doesn't have standing ground. Maryland doesn't have a self-defense law. Pretty much, if
right.
you fuck one up while you're defending yourself, you can possibly go to jail also.
I don't agree with that. Let me start the music again. Because everybody may not be my Facebook friend that's listening to the show. And everybody might not know me like that. Understand, me personally, I was a proponent of stand your ground laws because of a situation that happened to me. Where I went to jail and I ended up paying a massive amount of money for defending myself with a firearm, and I was true to life defending myself. So when stand your ground laws came around, if it would have been a public vote on it, I would have voted for the stand your ground laws. I'm not opposed to stand your ground laws. I'm a gun owner. I'm not in NRA, but I'm a gun owner. All right. And I'm also a proponent of the laws. It's not about the laws, because in this instance, everything that the law was designed to do to protect the citizen is thrown out once this motherfucker goes, calls the police, has time to call the police, ask the police questions. They tell you don't pursue, and you do. At that point right there, I don't want to – don't talk to me about stand your ground laws. You can shut the fuck up right there and stop right now. I'm done with stand your ground laws at that moment. Boom. Dead. Conversation dead. Shit's dead. At that moment. Everything that happens after that, fuck the stand your ground laws, fuck self-defense. Out the door, bye, don't talk to me no more about it. I'm through. And I'm a proponent of stand your ground laws. I'm a gun owner. I've been through the legal system from shooting the motherfucker. I lost my case. I had to plea out of my case because there was no such thing as a stand your ground law when it happened. If it was, I would have never went to jail in the first place, technically, if they follow in the letter of the law. Of course, I was black. Don't apply to me, probably. Now, that's neither here nor there. That's woulda, coulda, shoulda, if. Stand by, Tweet. All right?
Yep.
269, 369, welcome to K100 Radio. What's poppin'?
What's up? What's going on?
What's up? Thanks for calling the show.
347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. We're taking your calls. We're letting you vent. 44879 up next. 443-84-850-303. 917-202 in that order. Thanks. Welcome to the show. You can give your name or not. Maybe people got jobs and they work with motherfuckers that might feel some type of way. Don't want to say all that. This shit is being recorded. And
I don't care. I called into the show.
Don't give your name. If you got a boss that's probably checking your Facebook page or some shit. Don't do that. All right. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But anyway.
Well, this man, I call into the show all the time. If they checking my Facebook page, oh well, fuck them.
Okay.
But, you know.
Go ahead. You got the floor.
So, okay, we all know, or at least anybody, to me, in my opinion, anybody with some common sense know that the verdict was some bullshit. Not guilty, really. You pursued this young black boy for walking in a neighborhood that you felt he shouldn't be in. He was minding his business. You called 911.
You called 911. You know what? You ain't even got to say young black boy. Because I want everybody to understand that while this person
you know that's what, but we also know that's
but
why he called, because it was a young black boy. If it would have been a young white boy, he wouldn't have followed.
But I want everybody to understand that if that young boy was Asian, white, Hispanic, or whatever, I still say
it would have been wrong.
It started because he black, but it's not wrong because he black. Bitch, it's wrong because it's wrong. It's not wrong because it started because he black, but I don't give a fuck what color he was. It wouldn't have fucking mattered to me. Bitch, you still wrong. You still need to go to prison because you killed the fucking young ass kid over some fuck shit your piss ass started. Now, understand me. It started because he's black, but I'm not pissed and I'm not angry. I don't disagree with the verdict because he's black. Go ahead.
True. And that's my whole point, too. I'm just saying it started, and we all know it started because he's black. But regardless, it was still wrong because basically you using self-defense. You were told by a law enforcement official, the dispatcher, not to pursue, stay in your vehicle. You do the opposite. So basically you the aggressor. You go after somebody. Even if Trayvon did start whooping your ass, which is somewhat unlikely, but maybe he got a few licks in, you killed him, but you want to plead self defense. That's like a fucking bully picking on somebody, and whoever they picking on start whooping their ass, and then they say, "Oh, I'ma kill you." You started the shit, so they got the best of you. If you would have stayed your ass in your vehicle, it would have never happened. And that's why it's some bullshit, because he started it. I don't care what Trayvon had in his system. I don't care if Trayvon didn't even live in that neighborhood. The bottom line is that punk-ass bitch got out of his vehicle and made contact with Trayvon, and that's what started the whole incident. And then you took his life for no reason, just because what, you couldn't handle it after you started some shit? Like the old folks used to say, don't let your mouth write a check, your ass can't cash, and that's what he did. He got out trying to be Mr. Big Bad Shit and got yourself into something, and then you took an innocent child's life for no reason. And that's the part that I'm pissed about, because you started the bullshit and then you want to claim self-defense. That's some bullshit.
We got anti-bullying campaigns going on all across the country. You see, we're going to get into all these legal back and forth with people, you know what I'm saying, about what is and what is not self-defense. You know what I'm saying? And what have you. You feel me? Did he feel like at that moment? Because, see, the jury, basically what I'm hearing from the jury is that the prosecution didn't. Okay, let me, 404, here you come. Stand by, Vinny. Thanks for your call. I'm going to go to the next one. Here's the thing about it. Now, the jury basically has relayed to the media and to their people that the prosecution, which has the burden of proof in the American, spelled with three K's, not a C, in the American justice system, American justice system. Okay, you're innocent, quote, until proven guilty, unless of course you sell dope. Or unless, of course, technically, you're probably black. Then you're guilty to proven innocent in the motherfucker. But George is presumed innocent until proven guilty.
which is a little bit different when you got a little bit of dark skin tone. All right? It works in opposite. You're actually innocent until you're innocent until proven guilty when you're of the fairer complexion, and you're basically guilty until proven innocent otherwise. That's just how I see it. You can disagree. I don't give a shit. But the jury basically relayed to people, that the prosecution didn't kill all reasonable doubt, that the prosecution didn't prove the burden of guilt. The burden of guilt. It's a burden. Oh, it's just so heavy. It's such a hard task to prove that this motherfucker started this shit and ended up killing the motherfucker. That's so hard to prove. No, we're not arguing who killed them. And for all you motherfuckers that want to compare this shit to OJ, this shit ain't got nothing to do with OJ. Don't nobody know who the fuck killed Nicole, them, and the boy. She fucking, whoever, whatever. Don't nobody know that. You weren't there. But we know who killed Trayvon. It's not a question of who. It's a question of the circumstances surrounding the why. So miss me with that fuck shit. 44879, welcome to K100 Radio. What's poppin'?
What's up, boss?
What's poppin' with you, man? Who this?
Esquad DJ CEO.
Oh, what's happening, brother? What's poppin' with you? Esquad in the building. Salute to the grinders. My affiliate Esquad DJ's in the building, man. The millionaire, you see him? Holler at him on Twitter, man. He be everywhere. I be. What's up, homie?
Well, what needs to happen to this situation, like you said, you've been talking to your kids and everything. And, you know, the ones that don't vote, that's speaking out right now, vote. Because it's all about the vote change, and y'all put the wrong people in office. You need to do the research on who's running so these things won't happen.
What do you think would have stopped it? Huh?
I think that a lot of times, you know, you have times where you vote and it's a law about to be passed on whatever. Uh-huh. You know, a lot of people don't come out. Now, when it's a presidential election, that's when everybody and their mama come out. So don't just vote on one thing. I think you need to vote on everything.
Okay. Do you think that the stand the ground law is a problem?
I think anything should be a problem when you losing somebody's life. And I felt the same way as he should have stayed in the car. But me, then when I was younger, you know, I had some guys waiting for me at the bus stop. So either I stay on the bus or I just go ahead and handle the business. And I feel like, you know, if I knew somebody would follow me and I got away and he keep on following me, then, you know what I mean, I either going to have to defend myself or keep on running. Now, if I was the guy that got out the car and I didn't listen to the cops, I should have showed my gun, maybe. I would have showed my gun and say who I was, and maybe this never been on the tape. You know what I mean? Because he already knew his intentions. When a person has a gun, the first thing they think about, I'm going to shoot. And I think a person with any weapon that's in the fight is a coward, because you can't give nobody like that.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I love you, homie, but I don't agree with that at all.
Hey, I'm just saying my opinion.
I don't agree with that only because, and you live in Atlanta, Georgia, like I do. You feel me? Let me tell you something, man. My kids got one father. All right? My mama got five sons. I'm a first. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't take no chances with these motherfuckers out here in the streets. I stay strapped, bitch. Period. Everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, when I got my shit restored so I can take my motherfucking pistol with me again. Because at the end of the day, you can't know what's in the mind of somebody else. And this is the cold world we live in. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not the person getting into a fight inside the club and walk outside the club and then I want to kill everybody in the parking lot. We can fade one-on-one in the club.
but then again, you never know what's going in the club. Now, do we? XY. You don't know who's strapped in the club. Do we? XY. Do I have to remind you of that? Okay, then.
Well, no.
So, motherfucker, anyway, because the last time I saw you in the club, niggas pulled out pistols in the club. Don't make me bring that up. Right?
But I was raised.
Right. I was raised a certain way, bro. I was raised a certain way. And how I was raised to go outside and play every day. And my son barely go outside. All he do is fucking play PlayStation. Because all his friends don't go outside. That's just how these motherfuckers are being raised. I was raised a totally different way. I was raised when my neighbor could whoop my motherfucking ass if I was fucking up on the site. Now you touch a motherfucking kid, they want to file charges. So everything changes. This shit is real out here. Before I become a victim, bitch, I off 10 more motherfuckers. That's my opinion. So I don't agree with the notion of anybody who uses a weapon in a fight is a coward. Depends on the circumstances. Depends on the odds. Depends on what happened.
Well, so now, the situation what happened is couldn't take an ass whooping and he shot.
That's right. But what does that mean? But that doesn't necessarily mean outlaw all laws or outlaw gun. The only way I'm going to agree with outlaw and gun ownership is if these motherfuckers find a way to take every gun off the motherfucking streets. And guess what? Not going to happen. So I'm not going to be the motherfucker who coming to a fucking gunfight with a motherfucking knife or my fist. That's not me. I won't be that person. Bitch, I'm going to shoot first and we'll talk that shit out. I'm that kind of person. Now, don't get me wrong. People may disagree with that notion. I personally don't give a fuck. This is my life. I got to defend. My kids want me here. So understand that when you fucking with me, homie, you playing with your life. Because I don't start shit. I'm not going to be the aggressor in any situation. I've never been the aggressor in any situation. I've never been a hothead. I never went out and started shit. But bitch, you're not going to fuck with me. And you're not going to take me out of this mother. You're not going to take me out of the box. I'm going to be here to see my kids if it's up to me. Bitch, if it's me or you, your mama going to be dressed in black, nigga. White boy. Whatever the fuck you want to call it. That's my motherfucking opinion about the whole shit. So I'm not a person who believes that if you have a firearm, you a coward. No, nigga. Because everybody else got firearms out this bitch. We don't even the odds. I'm going to draw down. Play with it. That's how I feel. But I'm built like that. And I mean that. And I don't back down from that statement. I don't back down from that notion. I don't give a fuck who don't agree with me about that. Now, if you want to fade one-on-one, and everybody can make sure everybody got no pistols, nigga, ain't no bitch. Nigga, we can fade one-on-one after I make sure everybody got no pistols. But just in case you do, bitch, I got mine. But I love you, my nigga. But I don't agree with that notion. But I love you.
Next week is going down. Barbecue. I tag you.
You know that.
Shout out.
Yeah.
The K100 radio. Ain't no radio like this. We number one.
I agree with that. Cold-heartedly right there. Stand by. 850-303. Welcome to K100 radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. www.chainlessentertainment.com/K100radio. Hit us up, man. You can listen to us live on the TuneIn app if you're on your mobile phone. Go to the website. You can stream it. All right? Hit us up, man. You can, iTunes Radio, XCL Live mobile app. We all over the place with it. 850-303. Welcome to episode 453, The Verdict. Who's this?
Hey, Juanita. Good talking to you again. I got a couple of things, if it's all right.
Go ahead, babe.
Real quick. I agree with the last two young ladies on both what they said. They're absolutely right. The other thing is with... to stand your ground, I believe the only one that stood his ground was Trayvon.
That's it. You're right.
The man followed him. He hunted him down like a dog, and he just got away with it. His defense lawyers had money. His daddy was a judge. You know, money talks, bullshit walks, all that. And the whole thing with the prosecution, they started out well, but they stopped. When it came down to evidence and everything, that little Chinese dude that couldn't, you know, didn't remember anything, all that added up, you know, and the only other thing is that I feel bad for his parents. I am so sorry because I have kids, and my son is 8 years old, and he's actually really upset about this. He's been upset for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
We do candlelight vigils, goodies for him, everything, signatures for the petition. think he should have got at least manslaughter. I mean, these moms, I don't know what the hell they would think of sitting in that damn jury room so fucking long. They didn't have really nothing to think about, you know, it pisses me off because...
Hold up.
Yeah, I think he should have got murdered too, but manslaughter he should have got.
Hold up. All right, I don't know what the moms were thinking, you feel me? But here's what a lot of people are going to say. I'm going to play you what George Zimmerman's attorney said after I say this, all right? What people are going to tell me is the moms are good people, all right? They want to preserve the justice system. In the justice system, you have to be proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, and the prosecution failed at that. So they're taking notes. They're looking at everything, and all they have to ask themselves is there reasonable doubt? This is what they're going by, because they're in the jury box. They're probably taking their job all serious. This is a national case. Oh, my God. The whole world's watching this. Oh, my God. Are we going to go on our emotions because we're mothers? Oh, my God, no. No, we're going to go by the law. And the law says that wasn't murder, too. Technically, you're right. It wasn't, which is why I didn't ever agree with the charges of murder, too, in the first place.
Right.
Aggravated assault? Yes. All right? But be that as it may, they basically have put out the statements via the channels that they've got through media and friends or whatever, however it came out. They're basically saying it's the prosecution's fault. They're putting on the prosecutors. Okay? They didn't prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. The defense were better lawyers. They introduced doubt into the situation. Therefore, thus, they're in for, legally, that term. You ever seen that in a contract? They're in for. He's not guilty. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And that's basically what they're claiming happened. So you got all these legal talking legal heads on CNN basically creaming the fucking prosecution and the state for botching the whole thing. When you can argue that or whatever, but at the end of the day, you feel me? I'm going to sit here and say, you know what? Fuck that legal jargon shit. And that's how. And so the case was basically lost at the jury selection. You feel what I'm saying? The case was lost at jury selection. When you pick those particular people, it shouldn't even been in Sanford. It should have been moved somewhere else. But once you pick those particular people, it was a wrap. Because they're going to go with the law. What did the law say? Because, I mean, you know, oh, my God, Becky, you never know. Some black guy might be walking to my neighborhood and he really might be wanting to rob me. We're going to be on the safe side and find him not guilty.
My kids are freaking out now because they're like, okay, if we walking down the street, shit, just because of what we look like and you ain't got nothing, does that mean somebody got the right to follow and shoot at you?
Yeah. You know.
Shit sucks, really.
It does suck. But what you do, what you tell your son is, this is the reality, this is the world. You feel what I'm saying? And we've got a long way to go. Because we got a non-white president, I think people thought some shit changed. You realize that in the same month, well, not the same month, but within the same 30-day time frame, this verdict was passed down that they basically stripped away the Voting Rights Act. You think that's coincidence?
Yeah.
You think that's coincidence, ladies and gentlemen, that the Supreme Court essentially killed the Voting Rights Act, and at the same time, George Zimmerman walks? Don't let it go over your head, niggas. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 917-202. You on deck? 954-404. You on deck? I think there was another caller that hung up, but we'll get back to him. I want to play you what George Zimmerman's attorney had to say about everything.
Was disgraceful. Was disgraceful. Was disgraceful.
Disgraceful.
I am gratified by the jury's verdict, as happy as I am for George Zimmerman. I'm thrilled that this jury kept this tragedy from becoming a travesty. For that, we are eternally grateful. But it makes me sad, too, that it took this long under these circumstances to finally get justice.
Sure, absolutely.
No, what? Sure, nothing. I don't really want to hear what the other one got to say. Fuck him. Doesn't even matter at this point. A travesty. He wanted to stop it from being a travesty. The travesty would have been George Zimmerman going to jail for killing an unarmed person. I'm not going to keep saying unarmed black kid because it doesn't matter if he was black. It mattered that he was black when it started. He got approached because he was an unknown black kid. But the fact that he got killed, to me, doesn't matter if he was black kid, white kid, Asian kid, Eskimo. It doesn't matter if George Zimmerman was a fucking grown-ass black man that shot an unarmed white kid in his neighborhood just because he got into a motherfucking beef with him about some shit. I want that nigga to go to jail too, nigga. Understand that. Understand that I, as a father, I don't care if you were black and that was a white boy. Maybe some white kid was outside walking through your grass. And you got mad because he walked in your grass and went out there and got into a conversation with him and ended up shooting that white kid. Bitch, go to jail and don't pass go. See, it's not about race on the back end. It's about race on the front end. But y'all don't hear me, though. 347-934-0966. 917-202. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping?
What's up, man? Stingray in the building. What's good, man?
What's happening, my brother?
Good, same. Everything good, man.
Stingray,
you know what I mean?
I'm from Chicago. I know you're from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
And I but for the life of me, because you're my homie, and I don't want to yell at you. Please don't bring up the fact that, everybody, all these motherfuckers down in Chicago, and y'all niggas weren't rallying behind that shit. Bitch, ain't nobody talking to you right now. All of you niggas, all of you motherfuckers that got that shit to say, fuck you. No one's talking to you right now. We talking about this shit over here. Yeah, Chicago fucked up. Yeah, it's bad that motherfuckers is dying in Africa of starvation. Bitch, we know that. But we talking about this shit right now. Fuck your goddamn
I'm missing what happened. What happened with Chicago? I didn't hear about that. They wanted their opinion on something.
No, niggas are dying daily. Chicago got an outrageous murder rate. Black on black crime.
Right.
Everybody thinks we should be all outraged about it, and I am. But this is this case. That case is case.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking about that shit.
I mean, this is the case that got media, you know what I'm saying, media attention, because it was a case that was meant to get media attention. I mean, it was good that it got media attention, and it was meant because a light was able to get shed on, you know, Sanford Police Department. If it had been just a ordinary isolated incident, then the light wouldn't have been shined on the whole police department, which was necessary. You know what I'm saying? Which got the police chief removed from Sanford Police. So it's a good thing that all of that happened. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was necessary in order to get the bad seeds in there, the department itself, you know what I'm saying, shaken up. You know, but
yeah. You right
as
about
far
that.
As the boy.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean Chicago, this, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, they just need somebody, you know, somebody needs to teach them. They need to learn, a different way. Chicago just needs to more opportunities. They need to, the youth need to understand that it's more to do and more going on, you know what I'm saying? You know, and to get into other stuff, you know, that deal with their dreams, you know what I'm saying, besides their street shit. But at the same time, as far as the case, man, you know, it's sad, man. It's sad. You know, I was kind of disappointed that God let it happen, but, you know, God's overall reason for whatever, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can't see it until...
You think God...
You know, you can't see it until the end. Oh, yeah. I mean, meaning that justice is in the hands of God. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he's the one that, you know, looks down on situations and eventually brings anybody that's, you know what I'm saying, out of line, out of pocket, has a come to judgment one day, eventually, regardless. You know what I'm saying? So it's not that Zimmerman won't get what he deserved just because this happened. You know what I mean? But for people that's new in the game, they can't understand that. You know, they just see that somebody's getting away with something, you know what I mean, that they really never gonna get away with. They're never gonna get away with that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, even people say about OJ, for example. OJ, you know what I'm saying, people, you know, first of all, just like you said, OJ was not, you know, not proven to, you know what I'm saying? It was proven that OJ did not kill the woman. You know what I'm saying? It was no, you know what I'm saying? It was This was not a case where O.J. killed the person, and we knew that O.J. killed him. They tried to say he killed him. Now, I believe that O.J., you know what I'm saying, had something to do with the killing. You know what I'm saying? I believe he might have paid somebody to do it, you know what I mean, and then tried to change his mind, you know, and then got caught up in a situation and was hurt, you know what I'm saying, while they were following his ass. But at the same time, where did he end up? Out of all his, you know, he got acquitted, but then where he end up? You know what I'm saying? His ass end up right back there because somehow, some way, you're going to get what you deserve one way or the other. But, you know, I mean, Rachel Jantel was the proof that the boy was being followed. There's nothing else to talk about. You know what I'm saying? The girl was on the phone with the dude, with Trayvon, when he said, "This guy's following me, man." That's case closed right there. It's already, that's proof that he was being pursued, followed. With somebody with a loaded weapon. There's nothing else to talk about. And he ain't have to run if he ain't want to run. The fact is just that that's the proof that he was being followed, that he was not the pursuer, the phone call itself.
Right.
But they tried it in, you know, they tried it in racist Sanford. They tried it in an area that don't give a damn about no black, you know what I'm saying, you know, no blacks. And they said, we not going, you know what I'm saying, ruin his life for this nigga. This little nigga. That's basically yeah. what it came down to.
That's a short explanation. We're not gonna ruin his life behind this little nigga. Oh, you don't believe that's what it was? Y'all don't believe that's what it was?
But see, what they don't really realize, you know what I'm saying? The thing, the trouble part of about it that they don't realize is just that, you know, this kind of stuff causes innocent people to get, you know what I'm saying, to get the cat killed back, you know what I'm saying?
This kind of stuff makes every little young motherfucking black kid who's already at that motherfucking breaking point break.
What happened? Exactly. What happened when George Zimmerman meets Chief Keef? What happened when George Zimmerman meets Chief Keef?
Instead of worrying about the consequences, instead of thinking about justice, thinking my parents are overfiring on that fucking fat bitch. And anybody like that fat bitch. And so, motherfucking, you can't do nothing but create a whole bunch of motherfucking little old dogs out this bitch. Motherfucker,
That's right.
But don't worry about it.
Wait till you run into Chief Keef and see if he's gonna stand, see how the standing ground go. You know what I mean? Because see, this stuff is in their head.
Hope that work out for you. Shoot first, ask questions last. Stand by, Stingray. That's my motto. You don't like it? Fuck you. Welcome to K100 Radio. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. 904-885. Welcome to K100. What's poppin'? 904-885. What up, though? Hello? 904-885. All right, 904-885, didn't want to answer. 850-319-6, what up?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? What's poppin'?
Not much. I almost forgot my phone number.
Go ahead. What you think about it? Go ahead and tell me what you think.
I'm going to try to say this without losing my breath, because as you can hear, my voice is a little bit gone. I probably don't talk too much. But this whole case, people are losing bases about this whole case. This all started from a grown man following a boy with a gun. He was told to stay in his car. He didn't stay in his car. All of this would have been avoided had he just followed the law. So why is it now that the law is going to uphold his ass now that he did not follow instructions? I don't even understand how we even got to the point where it needs to be proven self-defense. I mean, as children, we grow up as children. Our parents teach us to be wary of strangers. They teach us to stay away from strangers. You know, if strangers approach you, you know, you go the other way. If somebody come up to you, you know, you protect yourself. What was this boy doing wrong? But this child was doing nothing wrong because this grown-ass man decided in his little pea-head mind that this boy was somewhere where he felt like he didn't need to be. He decided to take the law into his own hands and become some little shoot 'em up cop and go follow and hunt this kid down. And I think that's just ridiculous.
Right.
I'm just like, I was so pissed off yesterday. That's probably why my voice was gone. I was so pissed off, I couldn't even see straight. I don't even understand how people do not see what was wrong to begin with. I don't understand how people could even justify getting to a point where we need to even have a trial to prove we had self-defense.
Well, you got to have a trial in America.
Yeah. I understand all that bullshit. But the point of the matter is,
trial.
He followed that boy.
The whole thing goes to shit. If you don't have a trial, the whole thing goes to shit. Okay? The whole thing goes to shit. All of a sudden,
we're
having shootouts with six shooters in the middle of the street, like, bitch, draw.
Trayvon didn't get a trial. That boy didn't have a weapon.
He didn't have a trial. This trial is technically his trial, and he lost. Trayvon Martin.
He didn't get to say what happened. We going off everything Zimmerman said what happened. Well, he did this, and this is what happened, and I was screaming. His big ass wasn't screaming. What the fuck he going to be screaming for? He got a gun.
Right. We know that. You know. I thank you for calling into the show. You feel me? And I feel your pain. You know what I'm saying? I agree with you. And at the end of the day.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. You feel me? I want you guys. I want you 347-934-0966. We're going to the next call. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. www.chainlessentertainment.com/K100radio. CHAINLESS/K100radio. That's where you can listen to us live. If you got a mobile device and you can't call in, you want to just tune in while you're working out or whatever, download the free TuneIn app. If you got a Droid, a Windows phone, an iPhone, a BlackBerry, it doesn't matter. Tune in, TuneIn. Download that, search K100radio. You can listen to us on your phone at any time. I'm going to the next caller who has their number blocked. Then we got 954-770-355. I don't know who that is with a block number. I don't know how they even be blocking numbers on the damn switchboard. But anyway, I want you guys to listen to what the prosecution had to say in the whole case.
We are with the verdict, but we accept it. We live in a great country that has a great criminal justice system.
Do we now?
It is the best in the world, and we respect the jury's verdict.
John?
I'd also like to thank you for your time and attention that you give in this case. Both sides are deserving of your attention. We have, from the beginning, just prayed for the truth to come out and for peace to be the result, and that continues to be our prayers, and we believe they have been answered.
Rich?
I'd just like to say to the family of the dead teenager Trayvon Martin that I appreciate the way they have handled this matter. They've been dignified. They've showed class. They have kept their pain in check when they needed to, and they have grieved when they needed to. And I think that they have handled it like ladies and gentlemen. It can't have been easy, and it won't be easy. So I ask that, I know y'all have a job to do, but when you approach all that, keep them in mind too. Thank you.
So, they did. Shouts out to Trayvon Martin's parents. Really. He a better man than me. I can admit when people are better than me. As a rapper, there's better rappers than me. As a producer, there's better producers than me. There's better shows than K100 Radio out here right now. Oh, yeah. Make no mistake about it. This is not the best show in the world. I may feel like that personally, but it's probably just technically not the fucking truth. They're better than me. They are. They're better people than me because me? Fuck that shit. That's how I feel. I feel like fuck that shit. That's how I feel. Now, with this being, you know, my media outlet, I'm afforded to say certain things. You know what I'm saying? If I worked for fucking CNN or some shit, I would get fired for saying that, which is why I don't work for CNN. Which is why I'm an independent radio station. So no one can tell me what the hell to say. No one can tell me what to think. No one can tell me what's out of bounds. I say, fuck that shit. I say, if that was my motherfucking son, that bitch would have never made it to trial. The trial would have been vigilante father takes revenge on person who killed his son. Because I would have spent my every waking effort looking to murder him in cold blood about my child. That's how I feel. Revenge would have overtaken me and would have overtaken my sense of sensibility. I know that about me. I'm a flawed human being, individual. That's what I would have done. I know myself. I know what I have the propensity to do. And he's a better man than me for restraining. For not doing that, I salute him. If that happens to Gabriel Blue, bitch, I'm going to fucking blow your fucking brains out. I don't give a fuck if your children standing right there. That's me, though. I'm flawed. I got issues. Just so happens to be that I'm the program director over here, and I can say that shit on the show. I don't really give a shit if you agree with it either. I don't care. Episode 453, The Verdict. K100 Internet Radio. ChainlessEntertainment.com/K100Internet Radio. Some people might stop listening to K100 before that statement. Fine. It is what it is. Good luck to you. We got a call on the line. I can't even call your number out because it's a private call. So you. Yeah, you. Hello? Caller. If you're on the phone lines, call them right now and say, yeah, me. And I'm going to say, yeah, you. And I hear you. Caller.
Yeah,
you. Yes, you. What's up? Who's this?
Oh, my number's blocked.
Yeah, your number's blocked. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Who's this?
What's going on, man? It's Lewis, man. What's going on?
Oh, shit. T. Lewis, y'all, what the hell you got going on? You must be calling from work or some shit.
Nah, man. I'm calling on my regular phone.
I don't know, man. Who you hiding from? www.chainlessentertainment.com 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. T. Lewis, homie. Welcome to the broadcast, man. Been a long time, homie. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, man. It's been a minute.
Well, it's been a minute since I did one of these. And that's the fault. That's my bad. But you've got the floor, homie. Let me hear it.
Yeah, man. I heard the verdict last night, to be honest. And I just put it out there. To be honest, I thought the enormity of the trial, I thought I was going to get at least 10 years. And that's just due to the fact of the enormity of the trial. And then when the verdict came out, I honestly wasn't surprised because a lot of stuff didn't surprise me anymore. You know, what's really out is that the people that's defending old boy, and what I noticed is that a lot of people are throwing out a bunch of stuff out there. They're just throwing out a bunch of white noise to get people distracted off of what's going on. People throwing out the Stand Your Ground law. People are throwing out. You had somebody even throw out the cap string and all the self-defense stuff. You know, just to try to get you your mind off of what actually really happened.
What'd you say? Throw out a what?
No, go ahead.
You said throw out something. Hey, I said you was breaking up. You said throw out a what?
No, they just throw out. They try to throw out all these legalities like the Stand Your Ground law, the Castle Doctrine, the right to bear arms, all kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, Castle Doctrine.
Which really is just a bunch of white as to try to deflect people off of actually what the issue that went on. The issue that like you said, and I even said this to a couple of white guys that I had a conversation with, I said, man, let's just take race out of the thing altogether. This dude profiled this young boy. He profiled a young boy because he didn't know him. He wanted to use the excuse that people's houses had been broken into and they've been vandals. And I asked him, I said, how many people do you know that burglarize the house will walk down the street and let you know burglarize a house? So how would you even know he's going to break into somebody's house? So you can use that to tell me that. And so each time they try to use these certain things, I just simple common sense. And I ask everybody, if somebody is up on you in an expeditious manner, you don't know who they are, and it's turning dark, what you going to do? I don't know too many people that's going to let somebody just run up on them and they don't know them like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
So why are you running up on that dude?
Maybe. This is where I just had to completely snap on one motherfucker. I had to snap on one motherfucker. I almost got to fight. Because one motherfucker going to suggest to me that it's Trayvon's fault because, shit, when that motherfucker was chasing him, all he had to do was run.
I had somebody say that too.
Let me tell you something. Who teaches their son? You teach your son to run when you feel like the odds are just immeasurable. You feel what I'm saying? First of all, the dude didn't brandish his firearm when he walked up on him. He walked up on him and said something to him, and Trayvon checked his ass, and then the scuffle ensued, right? Then that's when he pulled the strap, killed Trayvon. So I don't know what man teaches their son when somebody walks up on you who confronts you that you just take off running like a little motherfucking bitch. I don't teach my motherfucking 10-year-old son that punk-ass shit. Now, if you walked up on your ass with the strap pulled out and you saw it off the top,
Yes, son. It's a no win. Live the rest of the day. You tear out. You do a 2 Chainz in Cali. You roll.
Yeah. You might want to tear out after that one.
We know that's not what happened. Common sense dictates that we know that's not what happened. We know that's not what happened.
Yeah, but
what happened is you want the security.
But that's another thing I like about the legal system, though. It doesn't allow what they try to tell you is that legally what happened doesn't allow common sense to be put into play. But the problem is there was a lot of evidence, circumstantial evidence, allowed you to use common sense, which wasn't used in the case. That's
no,
what I didn't like either.
Everything that happened, the verdict and everything, all comes not from common sense. It comes from legal technicalities.
Right,
everything is about legal technicalities. Everything that happened with the case, the subsequent verdict and everything, is all about legal technicalities. It's not about common sense, because common sense dictates that we can see who at fault. We know who wrong. We know who really guilty. We know that you, even if you didn't commit murder too, we know at least you committed manslaughter, aggravated assault with a deadly
right.
weapon. We know that you did that. But that's common sense. Now we start talking about the law, preserving the justice system. See, Trayvon Zimmerman, Stay Puff, I call him Stay Puff. See, Stay Puff lawyers want you to believe that it would have been a travesty if he would have been found guilty, because the facts prove that he was innocent. So you want to
yeah.
You want to legal jargon. You want to do your you a lawyer, bitch. You do your job. You know what? Somewhere right now, Aaron Hernandez is on the phone with them motherfuckers, I hope. If you want to stay free. Aaron Hernandez, get your people to call day people, nigga, and so you can goddamn shake some shit. Because, bitch,
yeah.
If not, done too. But then again, who knows? But then again, his last name is Hernandez. We don't know what's going on. I don't know. That's not the point. The point is this, okay? We all know that if you want to get into legal technical jargon, that the way the stand your ground law is worded and the way the charge of murder too is worded, that it doesn't match up. And when you have to go in there and the judge gives you these instructions, say, look, these are the instructions. If you have any sort of doubt, if any sort of doubt has been proven, which she had to do legally, if they do that, then yeah, it's going to be hard for you to come back and say, yeah, he's guilty if I ignore what the fuck you just said. Well, sometimes you got to ignore what the fuck the motherfucker just said so the shit just makes sense.
Exactly.
That's the law. That's not the law. That's not the law. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, the law also says that if you a dope boy, I ain't got to catch you with dope. I just got to get 10 other niggas to say they bought dope from you, and I can give you 25 motherfucking years of life in fucking federal penitentiary. That's also the law, though. Ergo, a gazillion niggas for fucking selling drugs, and this motherfucking fat bitch walk for killing the motherfucker. That's where we at. That's America. Welcome to it.
And you know what? And one quick thing, because I know you got a lot of callers. I think that both counsel, both sides, I think they're personally in bed together. That's just what I think too.
Say that again.
All honesty.
Yeah.
That's been my last one. I know you got a bunch of callers, so
I am finna get to them. Thank you for calling into the show, homie. I really appreciate it. The continued support.
Yeah, man.
(sighs) 347-934-0966. That's the number dial to the show. I could turn up all day on this shit, but unfortunately this segment is only 2 hours. 770-355. Welcome to K-Wolf Radio. What up?
Yeah, I just
felt
like that's what
I said. Yo, 770. What up?
Hello, how you doing?
What's going on? What's popping? Who's this?
Oh, nothing much, bro. I'm Stephen Christian. I'm out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia, man.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and bro. I just want to tell you, first off, after hearing that daggone verdict, man, I'm like you. I was mad as hell when I found it, man. I just feel like, I mean, you know, we all back to the square one. My thing is the evidence all out there. We know. Like I told my mother, I'm like, how in the heck you gonna follow somebody? Then all of a sudden, you gonna make it seem out to be like you the daggone
victim in the whole scenario. My thing is the police officer told him, you know, look, you don't need to be following this boy, but yet he won't do it anyway. Then all of a sudden, they expect us, the daggone thing, that it is, but the screaming on the whole altercation, I don't believe that. My thing is, you got a gun, like something don't add up, you know. And I just felt like with the whole Rodney King, you know, shit and stuff that's going on, I'm like, how in the hell? I mean, years ago, they're gonna find you got all the evidence on tape, but then you still gonna convict these people and find them now. I just don't understand the man. Like, what in the heck is going on within our system? I really don't.
Well. It's a system that for years has been stacked against people of color. It's a system that for years has been unfair to people of color. They had to introduce, remember, this is the same country that had to introduce laws to make them make it fair. It wasn't designed fair. It didn't start out being fair. You feel what I'm saying? It didn't start out being fair. You know what I mean? It didn't start that way. They had to introduce laws to make it fair, and they just stripped one of them away with the Voting Rights Act not too long ago. You feel what I'm saying? So I mean, you gotta take everything. You gotta look at the history of the country, where we're at, where we've been. You feel what I'm saying? Where we're going. But at the same time, you have to understand that the way that they had to introduce laws, they had to introduce laws to make this thing fair for us. You feel what I'm saying? It didn't start out fair for us. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, when you take that into context and understand that it was meant and designed for us to be unfair against us, and they were forced over time, over reform, over changes to make it kind of sort of catch up, they still ain't done. So my thing to you is, brother, I understand anger, but surprise should be the last thing a person feels. A black person, surprised and shock is one feeling I don't feel. I don't feel surprised and shock. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I feel right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I really don't. And anybody that's black that is shocked and surprised, now you got some white people that may feel a little bit surprised because they may really live in that little bubble of a world that they're afforded to live by not actually being black themselves and really kind of tell themselves, oh, it's not that bad. There's no need for affirmative action. We don't need a Voting Rights Act. Mm-hmm. Everything. Now, we've got a black president.
Yeah. You're right, man. Yeah, and I hate to say it, but that's the problem, man. You know, some folks are afraid to change.
Shit ain't fine. Shit ain't gravy. It's a long way from gravy, and we're a long way from that point.
You're right, man. We still got a long way to go. I agree. I felt like we came a long way, but we still got some improvement we got to do. I got to admit that. And I'm quite sure you agree with me, bro. We got a whole lot of stuff we got to do. I mean, we really do. I mean, it's just time for a change, though. I mean, it really is, though.
What's the change? You tell me. You say it's time for a change. What you going to do to change it? That's another thing everybody telling me about. All of my goddamn Facebook shit and timeline. It's been time for a change. Don't talk about it. Be about it. What you going to do about it? Yeah. Bitch, what you going to do about it? What you doing? Besides bumping your fucking gun on Facebook. Motherfucker.
Yeah, I know, man.
But what you going to do? Well, to appease these motherfuckers, you tell me what you can propose we do about it. What you think we should do about
it? I'm going to be honest with you, dog. What I feel like we do, I feel like more of us should start coming together, you know, and looking out for each other. I got to see that. We definitely need to do that. And just,
That's just not in the nature of niggas. We would come together, but we not Mexicans or Jews. Doesn't work like that.
Yeah, that's true.
We've been trying to do this for a long time now, and it hasn't happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Who gonna unite us? Lil Wayne? Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Martin Luther King and Malcolm X can unite all you niggas. You want rappers to do it? Shut the fuck up. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. I'm just started. See, I can do this on and on and on and on and on. People don't understand.
Right.
I've been doing this talk shit, man, before I started taking K-1 to the music. This is how we start.
I respect your opinion, man. I really do. Look, I appreciate you. Venue and everything, man. I really do. I know you mad just like me, man. You know, and
Yeah.
You know, I feel like eventually, bro, things gonna get better, man. Eventually, it is. I don't know how long it's gonna be, but eventually, things gonna get better. But I appreciate you letting me have my say and stuff. What's your name?
Absolutely, homie. Blizzard, man. Thanks for calling the show.
Oh, no problem, man. You be blessed.
All right, man. Follow us on Twitter, if you dare. At K100_radio. We mostly do music now, man. It's not that bad as it used to be. I used to go completely ham on you ninjas. And all you uppity ninjas and all you racist white folks and all of you motherfuckers. I used to go ham. I done toned it down a little bit. Try to give it to the music. Try to give it to the Lord. I try to give it up to Jesus a lot now. I try. It doesn't always work out that way, though. Because some of you just won't let me do it. Some of you just keep taking me there. 347-934-0966. 44262. Hold on. If you're on the phone lines right now, I got way too many callers, so I need for y'all to pay attention. If you're on the phone line right now and you want to talk to me, I need for you to press the number one on your keypad. It's going to say you're now in the host queue. If I haven't called your number yet, I need to know that you actually want to talk to me. And you need to say you're now in the host queue. That way I come to your phone lines, all right? And so I know that you want to talk. You're not just on the line listening. All right, there we go. Appreciate it. Did I come to 954 yet? 954-604. Have I called you yet? Hello? 954-604. Hello. 954-604. Going once. Going twice. All right. 470-262. What up, though?
What up, though? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. What's popping?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
First
Hello.
Of all, yeah, first of all, you got to be educated on exactly what's going on with the situation. It's a law. The man was charged with the wrong law from the jump. Zimmerman was. Can be upset about it if you want to. Say how you feel if you want to, but the law is the law. Whether it's right or wrong, just take your emotions out of the situation and just whether it's right or wrong, the law is the law.
That he was charged with lesser charges. He was found now guilty on debt on all charges. You know he had they had lesser charges that they could have found him guilty on that they found him not guilty.
That's
true.
That's true.
That's right.
But just so happens they didn't present that in the beginning. You got to present that in the beginning of your case. You can't think about it in the middle and say, oh well, we want to do it like this. Now it's too late.
It was still presented
it's
though.
It's a fucked up situation. As fucked up as it may be, the law is the fucking law. I mean, what you gonna do about it? Like you said, what you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it in particular? Outside to talk about it right now. What you gonna do about it? You gonna put together a group? You gonna ride?
No.
Okay then. So you gonna do the same thing everybody else gonna do about it? The law is the law. We can't change that.
But the law of manslaughter was proven. The crime of manslaughter was proven, and they still found out guilty. And that was a charge that they could have convicted on, but they didn't. Even though it was introduced late, okay, that's the prosecution fault. That was the prosecution fault. It was introduced late.
That's just what it is.
It was introduced. Don't act like it wasn't introduced because it was on the table.
But obviously, they didn't take it to where they needed to take it to. They left some shit out. They had to go back and get document after document. They never had all of their shit together from the jump. And you can't say that they did. If you watch the whole thing, you know that was fucked up.
I also
noticed the judge was biased towards both attorneys. If you watched the whole thing, if you watched it, you know she was kind of biased. And they found a way to make it work for them. We just need to find a way that's going to make it work for us. If we can't do that, then, oh, well.
Are you blaming the prosecution?
I'm blaming every motherfucking body. Like I said, it's fucked up. Everybody is at fault. Not just one person, not just one team. Everybody is at fault.
Is Trayvon at fault?
Everybody.
Is Trayvon at fault? Was Trayvon at fault? He was.
Yep, Trayvon was at fault, too. Because what the fuck you take your ass back for 5 minutes later? You was looking for trouble because you thought you was slick. You was on the phone with the little girl. That wasn't his girlfriend. Everybody's saying that was his girlfriend. That was not his girlfriend. Let the cell phone records reflect. When they pulled those records back out, that was just his friend. They had just started back up a mutual conversation, so it wasn't like that. They put her on the stage. She expressed how she felt, as fucked up as it may have been. So, yes, I'm blaming him, too, because you ain't had no business taking your little bad ass back around that motherfucking corner. After you went through what you went through with that man, take your ass home. If you felt a certain way about it, look at your daddy. Let your daddy handle that. You ain't got no business trying to handle no shit like that. Take your motherfucking ass home. But no, you want to stand up there and fight a grown-ass motherfucking man? You beat his motherfucking ass, and he shot you. That's what happened. The man
so
was
you,
scared.
You
I'm blaming everybody. Everybody is at fault. Everybody.
Trayvon daddy too, huh?
Why not?
Oh. Yeah?
Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, why not? You should teach your son how to fucking dress.
347-934-0966. Fuck that bitch. I'm not gonna say that shit on K100 radio. That's the beauty of being the boss. She tripping. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Oh, you want it uncensored? I'll give it to you. Now it's Trayvon daddy's fault. He should have taught him how to dress. That whole sound retarded as fuck, nigga. 404-384-8125. I let her go on for a minute just before I cut her fucking ass off. Just so I knew, at some point, I knew she was going to say some stupid shit like that to make herself look like the dumb bitch she is. 404-384. What up, though? 404-384.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on? What's good?
What's happening? Welcome to K100 Radio. Never argue with fools, because from a distance, people can't tell who's the fool.
That's right, homie. Hey, this your boy Shot, man, a.k.a. Shot Shot from Clayco, a.k.a. Cat Freeman grandson, and I'm AOKD. That means I'm in the Army King David.
What's
and
up, homie?
David killed Goliath. Goliath was a giant. And the only way to beat this damn system is to stop trying to goddamn fit in. And I hate to refer back to your last caller, but that she one of the reasons that we in the goddamn condition we in now. Because you steady trying to fit into their so called mold. You wanna be there, you want them to accept you, you want them to love you, but they didn't love your great 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 grandfather. So what the fuck they gonna love us for? So what we need to do, and I know what Jesus said and done. But I got to say this. When we stop eating their motherfucking McDonald's, their Burger King, drinking their Cokes, drinking their Pepsi, supporting their ass, stop supporting their ass and support our own, then they won't have no choice but to respect us. You see what I'm saying? But as long as we going in, just living this life, trying to goddamn fit into a system that don't give a fuck about us, got the black man in prison, got the black woman motherfucker blind as all that dope. You know what I'm saying? Then they want to come back to blame the rappers and shit like that for shit that they saying because it's shit that they going through. They want to blame them for the condition. When really it's the leaders out here because they ain't got the balls to stand up to these motherfuckers and say this how it is.
Who are the leaders? Do you mean your elected officials?
That's what they call leaders, but these ain't no leaders. These weak leaders. And I hate to say it, but look at Obama. Obama got them supporting that gay shit, man. We soldiers, man. We men. We women. We ain't with that shit. That shit don't produce. It don't reproduce. Anything that don't reproduce ain't good. If you eat a goddamn seed that's grape, it ain't good for you. You eat a seedless watermelon, it ain't good for you. Anything that's good, reproduce. And that bullshit don't reproduce. Until we goddamn get that mind and that heart, man, and teach our kids like that, stop celebrating these motherfucking holidays. When they came to Africa, the first thing they did was goddamn gave you their food, gave you their goddamn belief about God, fucked you up totally, stripped you, brought you up into the country, fed you bullshit, gave you wrong knowledge, and then treated you like a motherfucking animal, and still treat you like an animal, and we still want to go on and say, damn, man, accept us. We want to get in court and fuck the fucking law. Fuck the law. Teach your son how to be a man and how to earn an honest living and not have to goddamn go out here and spend fucking $300 on a fucking pair of shoes, goddamn looking like a fool, buying this shit. You need to save that motherfucking money to build an empire for your family. You know what I'm saying? And I know these motherfuckers saying this nigga him goddamn crazy, but like I say, I'm AFKD. I'm in the Army King David, dog. And ain't no weakness around him. And that's how I raised my kids. And if you don't think, I got a daughter in college, and I tell the same goddamn thing. This how we rock. We ain't been into this shit. We ain't eating what they eat. We ain't got them living like they living. And I'm about through, man. I just had to vent, man. That's all I had to do. But this shit is happening with Trayvon, my brother. This shit is happening with him. It's just evidence that I'm showing you. We don't give a fuck about you. And you can go on and find loopholes in the law. You fuck loopholes. Goddamn, educate ourselves, man. That's it.
That's it. That's all. It's Lou, and this is. I mean, thank you for calling in. Appreciate the call. 347-934-0966. Motherfucking trap. Is she trying to out-talk me on my shit? What am I doing, bitch? You listening? That's what I'm doing. www.chainersentertainment.com/K100radio. Shout out to all the callers. Speaking of Obama, he has some stuff to say about it. Let's see what Obama had to say. Hold on a second. I got that loaded up over here.
Profiling hasn't stopped, Mr. Speaker. Just because someone wears a hoodie does not make them a hoodlum.
And prompting the first African-American president to take the unusual step of speaking out and sympathizing with Martin's parents.
You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. And, you know, I think they are right to expect that all of us are going to take this with the seriousness it deserves and that we're going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
That didn't sit well with some.
Is the president suggesting that if it had been a white who'd been shot, that would be okay because it wouldn't look like him? That's just nonsense. I mean, dividing this country up, it is a tragedy that this young man was shot.
15 months later, George Zimmerman's fate may do little to satisfy the uncomfortable questions about race this case has raised.
Of course it's not. She's going to bring up more. www.chainersentertainment.com/K100radio. The truth hurts, man. The truth is which is what we're dealing over here. What she write about this other caller that kind of wigged out on me at the end there, talking about his daddy shit, talking about like a real bitch. And I say that in the nicest words, because all of you bitches say, that's my bitch right there. When they say, if I can't call her a bitch right now, if y'all offended, ask her when the last time she played a motherfucking song come on when they was talking about bitch this and bitch that and she was dropping it like it was hot in the club. You offended now still? Ah, fuck your thoughts. So the point is this. I had to go to the side right there because somebody might feel a way about me saying this bitch. When bitches call themselves bitches all the time. And here we are. So. And they dance the songs calling them bitch. And they pop bottles of songs saying, bitch, your ass so fat. I'm supposed to feel the type of way about calling the motherfucker bitch on K100? Man, bitch, please. Anyway, I said to make sure I made that particular point clear for anybody who might have fucked away about that shit. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. We're talking about episode 453. The verdict. The killing of Trayvon Martin, the subsequential not guilty verdict of George Zimmerman. I guess this is mama's fault. His mama them should have dressed him better. Let that be the reason. 954-604. What up, though?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's popping, man?
It's Jada Breeze, man. Miami. Hey, what is it? Yeah, I was listening to a few people talking, and I think that lady that got on earlier and saying how daddy should have dressed a certain way, she dumb as fuck. And the last dude that just got on here and explained how he would we need to stop supporting the ass and all that. I mean, that's a good idea, but then again, you got to realize we ruled over by their system. So, I mean, the minute you try to do that and you go to acting up, you already know they got a plan for, you know, something. I ain't saying things are impossible, but, you know, it's something for everything. So you just got to have a whole bunch of soldiers if you're going to actually, you know, make a move on that. But
you a soldier? I hear rappers, I hear black people all the time say, I'm the trillest nigga ever, I'm the rudest nigga ever, I'm a soldier nigga. Nigga, I'm a soldier nigga. Niggas love
that. Stand up for my beliefs, man. I stand up for my beliefs.
Uh-huh.
In this call, you feel me? So, I mean, that right there should tell you how I feel about that. But, I mean, as far as me going out in the streets and shooting somebody or doing some crazy shit like that, I mean, I stand up for the call, but...
Yeah,
you know,
no one would... You that I'm not suggesting anyone. The only person, let me tell you something right now. The only person I feel like that should go out and commit an act of violence behind all of this would be George. I mean, not George Zimmerman, but Trayvon Martin's father, or maybe his mother, or his brother, or his cousins, or whoever. If anybody in his immediate family feel the need to go out and put a cap in motherfucking George Zimmerman, my nigga,
All this kumbaya shit about two wrongs don't make a right. We need peace and all that. Motherfucker, that's your...
From the get-go, everybody know who was guilty, and they should the verdict should have been
I give people
guilty,
the pass.
But the question is, what the fuck motherfuckers going to do? That's the question. Another thing I want to ask, I hear something about Obama, Obama filed for a federal case against Zimmerman
I've heard that was false. I've heard that was a false claim that people just started. You know what
bullshit.
I'm saying? You never know, man. The Tea Party probably started that shit just to piss white people off and make white people rally all up and come behind the cars and go out there and hang them a nigga high and do some shit.
You feel me?
You understand what I'm saying? And so you understand, I haven't seen one legitimate report of that yet. Everything I've seen about that has came off social media. I haven't seen, you know, CNN or anybody, any reputable site reporting that right yet. But then again, I don't know if it has happened since I've been on the air in the last couple of hours, but I haven't seen that report. Now, if anybody has seen that report in CNN or somebody else is actually reporting
The crazy shit is I Googled it, but you know, it had a whole bunch of different sites that looked like they was reporting news, but it wasn't really relevant to me. So.
Yeah, it's not. I haven't seen any reputable news site actually report that Obama's filing federal charges against George Zimmerman is going to investigate Zimmerman for civil rights violations like everybody's around here reporting. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I mean, if he did, now that you want to talk about surprise? Now that would be surprise.
that'd be fucked up right there. That'd be what he get for real.
I'd be surprised about that by Obama, because Obama is a master politician. And the nature of being a politician and being political is that you know what I'm saying? You got to kind of play both sides of the fence all the time. You feel me? You got to kind of watch what you do. You can never really go all in. You can't be a person like me and do a show like K100 Radio and be a politician. I could never be a politician.
Never. You wouldn't fit in that bracket, man.
They're going to go find all these guys on Blog Talk and just play all this shit, and I'm be dead in the water unless I'm running
You basically had to be a puppet to sit in one of them chairs, man.
Mayor of College Park. Maybe I'll make it.
Yeah.
They might not mind so much, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, I ain't going to be able to make it. You know what I'm saying? Because I done said too much real shit on the air for me to ever be a politician.
I hear you, boy. You going in, too.
Well, you know.
I hear you.
I'm not a politician.
I had to call in and get my two cents on that. Jada Breeze, AAMG, hooligan representative.
Shout out to the homie. Shout out to the artist calling in, supporting the talk segments, even though I be playing. My phone line should be completely full with all you rappers out here who getting all these damn free things. But nah, y'all over there doing some other.
Hey, listen. K100, I fucks with y'all 1,000, because real shit, you support like a motherfucker. I fucks with that.
Absolutely, y'all. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
347-934-0966. Go to the next caller. Let's keep it moving, man. www.chainlessentertainment.com/K100Radio. That's where you can listen to us live at the website. We're on TuneIn mobile app. We're on iTunes Radio. Just go to iTunes in your iTunes store. If you got an internet connection, click radio. Click down to the hip-hop section, K100 Radio. You'll see us down there. It's in alphabetical order. XIA Live, XIIALIVE. That's another app for the droids. But TuneIn works on droids, iPhones, Windows, and Blackberries. So you can download TuneIn, TuneIn. And stay abreast with us, man. We rock music most of the time, 24/7. Great hip-hop and R&B, independent and major. You know what I'm saying? We got artist interviews. And we're cranking up the talk segments. I started out doing mostly talk segments and then converted over to music since we went 24/7. But we'll do more live talk segments. We got some other issues to address. But this one right here, I just couldn't let pass. Episode 453. The verdict. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 678-656. Welcome to the program. 678-656. Hello. Hello. And go. Another caller with a block line. Hello. You caller. I can't call your number out. It's blocked. Yes, you. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. What's up? You on the air? What's poppin'? What up?
Yo, what's good, kid?
What's going on, man? Who's this?
This is Green Moss, man.
Who is this?
This is Green Moss. We're giving money.
Oh, what's happening, man? All the way from there.
What's good with y'all, man?
Man, you know, I'm doing the talk segment. I'm handling my business, man. You over there in South Florida, man. You feel me? We're talking about the verdict, man, with George Zimmerman being found not guilty, man. And we let people voice their opinion over here live on the air on K100 Radio. First of all, shout out to the homie, man. He's got a new song that we added into rotation over here that's dope, called We Get Money, representing 305 Dade County in this bitch, man. What's good with you, man? What's your opinion and thoughts on the verdict, homie?
Man, I mean, my opinion on the verdict is, first off, I wasn't surprised. You know what I mean? I mean,
me neither.
People didn't know the country that we live in. Now you know. You understand me? I'm like, it's like it should have been an open and shut case. I mean, you got instructions from the cops saying not to pursue this man, not to get out the vehicle. You disregarded that. You took matters into your own hands. And then you popped him. You understand it? And now he's not here and you are, and out of all of that, you didn't get not even a slap on the wrist. I mean, they ain't even no community service at this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? Like this shit is so disappointing.
It is. The crazy part about it, and I think that's what really just got... See, it's one thing that if you would have got found guilty of a lesser charge, may it be manslaughter, may it have been aggravated assault. If he would have just did some time, it wouldn't be shock. It wouldn't be this much anger. It wouldn't be this much despair. But he walking. Do you know this motherfucker? Since he didn't even get convicted, this motherfucker get to keep his concealed weapon permit. This bitch can go pick his gun up from the motherfucking station.
Exactly.
Right now, not guilty. He can go pick his guns up. His concealed weapons permit is intact. He got found not guilty. Not guilty of a lesser charge. Not guilty means nothing changes.
Now he's free to shoot somebody else again, bro.
Right. I mean,
and so what? It gotta take two occurrences for them to realize the nature of this dude. Look, man, that thing had me so hot. I mean, due to the position that I'm in, I really can't dwell on how I really feel about the situation, man. But it's sad to know that the country that we live in is biased when it comes to certain races, man. I mean, they're not supposed to be like that. If it's supposed to be justice for all, why it seems like a certain race has leverage over another race? You understand me? Like, there's different cases out there that shows it. I mean,
the country was built.
Another white woman kills her kids and get off. I mean,
yeah.
A black woman shoots a warning shot in the air and
that
does
shit.
20 years. This man kills somebody and can't even get... He didn't even get a couple on time magazine, let alone time. And you, man, look, hey.
It is. It's it's crazy. It's crazy. And I think that what you said, you know what I'm saying, about it seems like one race is superior to another. I want people to understand that America is an infant country. America is a young country. You got countries like England and shit like that that's been around for centuries. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Where Spain, you know what I'm saying? You know, countries that have been around for a long... America is a baby. Even though we got a little bit of juke, we are a baby, okay? This country was built on the premise of one race dominate. It was built on the backs of slaves.
Exactly.
The country was built. The whole notion of it was that they felt superior. They felt better. Even the pilgrims felt like they was different. We ain't like y'all. We different.
Yeah.
We over here. We going over here. We ain't fucking with you. We going over here. And the whole mentality, they felt like they was better than the Indians, so they took these motherfuckers, and they felt like they was better than us and made us fucking work for free to build this bitch up. You think that shit going to change that fast? You think it's Obama?
It ain't never going to change, man. It ain't never going to change. Let me tell you something, man. People talk about racism. Dad, look here, man. Racism will never die as long as it's being taught, man. You understand me? We all enrolled in that course last night taught by the judicial system. All
right? Right.
And the lesson is racism is alive and is stronger than ever, man. You know, I mean, you could flip a switch on me about the history of our black people and they ain't going to do nothing but really have me vent. You understand me? Like,
right.
Exactly what you said. This whole country was built by us to give them leverage.
right,
to give them leverage, and then they turn around and they wanna act like they shit don't stink. They wanna tell us to go out and earn a living. Motherfucker, what did you earn? You stole this shit. You worked us for free. What the fuck did you learn?
Yeah, and I wanna make a real keynote that all white people are not created the same. All white people ain't crackers.
Exactly.
Crackers exist, and that crazy ass cracker, like Trayvon said, that crazy ass cracker chasing him, like he ain't stutter. Rachel ain't
exactly.
Lying. That crazy ass motherfucking cracker, which was proven to be a crazy ass motherfucking cracker, because he fucking shot him dead in the heart by this fuck shit. So he did prove to be a crazy cracker that was chasing him. Because a cracker, understand, I got a whole bunch of white motherfucking friends that go to war with me. A whole bunch of them, homie. I'm not ever all white people, crackers, but crackers exist. To act like crackers don't exist, you a fool. Just like ignorant, dumbass niggas exist.
Exactly. Exactly.
The
exactly.
Term,
yeah,
you
know what I mean?
They made a big deal about the word cracker. Motherfucker, crackers are real. You don't think crackers is real?
Exactly.
God damn it, bitch, crackers is out here. It's crackers everywhere.
They're everywhere,
know-
man. Everywhere. Look here, man. The Klan's still alive and well, man. Come on, man. If that ain't the proof you needed, that ain't all the proof you needed. What else? And we so free of a country, quote unquote, that they can be so strong and they can thrive so heavily, knowing that they racist, man. So how the fuck you gonna tell me crackers ain't living?
The KKK.
Come on, man.
The KKK ain't even who you got to worry about. The Aryan Nation is who you should be concerned with. Them motherfuckers.
Right.
Them motherfuckers
right.
Are some damn crackers. Because they got a network that extends all across overseas, all up in prisons, all up in the motherfucking goddamn judicial system, all up in everywhere. The Aryan Nation is the enemy. We make no mistake about it. And we don't have we don't have a Black Panthers no more. They made sure that shit.
Yeah.
They made sure they dismantled that. But the Aryan Nation is still pumping. But, you know, it is what it is. Let me take...
you're right, man.
I think maybe some people might be a little don't understand who what it is over here at K100. I pulls no punches.
Yeah.
The shit is real over here. You understand what I'm saying?
It's real, man. Hey, I just want to shout out K100 Radio, man. I love what y'all doing, man. Hey, Greenmont is forever indebted to y'all, man. You understand me? Whatever
you,
it is y'all need, I'm here, man. You feel me? I'm out here, man. Real music, real DJs. Let's get this shit going, man. And fuck the niggas in me, you feel me?
Absolutely, homie. Stand by. Now, I know some of y'all, because I know it's a lot of people that's listening. I got my server's almost full. Y'all maxing out my server. Y'all know I ain't got unlimited over here yet. And so y'all niggas start paying some bills over here. I'm not paying for that unlimited service. It is a limitation to my servers, and y'all are maxing them out almost here, but we still got some room. You can still tune in. There's a lot of y'all listening. And pretty much this is probably the most people I've had listening since I went 24/7. I thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate that support. I appreciate that support in the pursuit of truth. All right? Understand that K100 Radio is not only a vessel to help promote independent artists and good music, and even the playing fields out and give you an alternative to FM radio and everything that's controlled by motherfuckers who don't care about hip-hop. Some motherfucker over at Radio 1 sitting behind a desk somewhere telling you what's hot. And a motherfucker couldn't rap 4 bars to save his fucking life if a gun was to his head. But he gonna tell you what's good hip-hop. Fuck that. And fuck motherfuckers who not keeping it real, who not telling the truth. This is what we stand for over here. We stand for breaking the grounds, breaking some new music, and cutting out the middleman with the bullshit and just playing the shit because it's hot. Showing some love and support. And we also stand for the truth. Just because I changed my logo, I ain't changed me. I'm still me. You understand? Nothing's changed over here with that. All right? 347-934-0966. Let me try the 678 number. They back on the phone line. 678-656. What up, though?
Zimmerman, my foot on your neck with my Timberlands. If we held court in the streets, death's the sentencing. 6 feet, I'm fuck preaching, I ain't no minister. Give it to you straight, no chase on some liquor shit. I'm in the hood like Skittles in Arizona, fuck the judges. I sell them like Southern California. My nigga did more time for marijuana. Vic killed dogs, you kill kids, nigga, how you want it? Frank Willis checking in live, K100.
What up, homie?
What's going on?
That's how you introduce your motherfucking self. You call yourself a rapping nigga. Welcome to K100 Radio.
What's happening? What's happening, big dog?
I'm chilling, man. Thanks for calling into the show.
Already. Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Go ahead in plain English. Give it to him how you feel. Obviously, you're a little perturbed about the situation, my brother.
Yeah. Man, basically, I'm going to keep it real with you, man. I already knew he was going to get off. I didn't really keep up with the debates or none of that. I didn't keep up with the jury, the trial, or none of that because at the end of the day, when people watch it, they view it, they tweeting about it, they updating their stats about it, that's just giving them ratings. That's giving them views. That's bringing them money. You know what I'm saying? And just me personally, I've never been locked up, but I've been in some very fucked up situations when it come down to police and the justice system. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I already knew how it was going to go, and I already know how they value black life. You know what I'm saying? Black men life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I kind of already knew it was going to swing that way. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't want to watch it and get my hopes built up like, damn, you know, this might be it. This might be our chance to get some real justice in this country and for them to just say no with not guilty. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I already knew how it was going to go. How I plan on moving forward, man, you know, I just plan, you know, as a rap artist, I just plan on being a little bit more careful with my content. I plan on, you know, I'm going to still do me. I'm going to still be an entertainer. But I plan on dropping a little bit more jewels in my music, you know what I'm saying? So that these situations could be prevented and people can get more information about it. Also, the NAACP, they got a petition online, man. Y'all need to look that up and go ahead and sign up, man. It takes you no more than 2 minutes to get, you know, to put your 2 cents in there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, I'm waiting on, because they say Obama trying to drop a Fed charge, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to kind of wait and see, you know, how all that plays out. But I do plan on writing a letter to the state of Florida, you know what I'm saying? And just let them know how I feel about the whole shit. Even if he get fed time, I just want to put my shit out there, you know what I'm saying? Because if we get too comfortable and too relaxed, it's going to keep happening, you know what I'm saying? Niggas already forgot about Troy Davis. Niggas already forgot about Sean Bell, you know what I'm saying? And niggas, they're giving out the verdict on a Saturday night, niggas in the club, niggas popping mollies, niggas high, niggas drunk. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas can't really defend themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a problem within itself, but you're right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, niggas can't defend themselves. I mean, you know the bar was open last night. It was free before 11. Them badass bitches was out there last night. So you
right.
already, I mean, it's just unfair. It like, you look at how they do us and then put two and two together. You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
you know, me as an artist, me as a man, you know what I'm saying? Those are my three steps, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody talk that, whoop-de-whoop, we got to come together, we going to do this, we going to do that. And then it's like 2 weeks from now, niggas worry about the new Jay's about to come out. Niggas worry about this, niggas worry about that. But it's like what niggas really got to put in work, whether it's something big or whether it's something small, whether you marching, you writing letters, you know what I'm saying? You trying to keep it more real with your people. You coming together with like-minded people. You know what I'm saying? You know, donating shit to the homeless shelter. You fucking with, you know, people that can get things done in your community. That's how it starts, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be no all-out shit. You know what I'm saying? You just got to do what you can and touch a person and just keep going. Just keep reaching out to more and more people. And that's how you really snowball the movement.
Because,
I mean, it's been fucked up for a long time, man. Like, a lot
man,
of people got to
yeah.
read Willie yeah. Lynch, How to Build a Slave, man. Willie Lynch, How to Build a Slave. Like,
it's been fucked up for approximately 400-something years at this point.
Yeah, and it's hard to break that. Like, you can't break that in 1 year, bro. Like, it's still dark skin versus light
break,
skin.
You can't
break you know what I'm saying?
The civil rights movement was that and that, and all of a sudden the shit changed. That shit was just 40 years ago. What, it was 50
yeah.
years? Well, 50 years at this point now. 50 years ago. In the 60s
yeah.
and all that, over 50 years ago. So, you know what I mean? You got to think, man, the same people who was out there lynching niggas ain't even dead yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they still alive.
All them baby boomers that was out there hanging niggas back in the 40s and 50s, them motherfuckers are still alive. They getting fucking Social Security right now, nigga. Right now.
We paying their ass. They old ass.
Well,
but,
still suck air. So, I mean, to think that, and then what do you think they taught their kids? Duh.
That's real. That same shit.
So we ain't even a generation removed from the same people who fucking didn't want us to vote, didn't want to sit next to us. And so don't just the false sense of because Obama was elected, and I think a couple other things, because you niggas can go out to the club and put 24s on your cars, some of you motherfuckers might have got it twisted. You feel what I'm saying? But they'll show you, like they showed you right now, real quick, like, in a real quick, fast, in a hurry, ain't nothing. Ain't nothing. Thanks for calling in, homie. All right?
All right, no doubt, man. Stay up, bro. 100.
Absolutely. Let me see. I'm trying to get somebody on the phone lines. Be able to answer the phone or not. They want me to call them. Hold on a second. And then I'll take another call, and we're getting ready to get up out of here. We only got about 4 minutes left on this live. Yeah, probably not going to happen. I was supposed to call him like an hour ago. I'm sorry. Okay, anyway, that's over. Well, they were trying to get me to dial him in, but I really couldn't do that. Anyway, thanks for tuning into the show, man. I really appreciate it. Shout out to everybody that called. If I didn't come to your phone number and you was on the phone line, you feel me? Maybe you didn't press the number one. If you're still on the phone lines right now and I haven't called your number, press the number one on your keypad. It'll say you're now in the host queue. And we still got about 4 minutes left, and I'll take your calls. I'll take the rest of the calls. I'll move it right along. But press the number one on your keypad if you're on the phone lines right now, and I come to your phone lines. If you're listening to me on the internet, which is where most people are listening to me, a lot of people listen on the internet. Number to dial. You got about 3 minutes, and I try to take every call. You know what I'm saying, if you want to dial in and just give your opinion, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show again. 347-934-0966. Again, press the number one on your phone lines if you want to hear the conversation. If not, we'll go ahead and end it at 10 o'clock. But at the end of the day, man, I feel like it's bad that Zimmerman didn't get convicted. But the crazy chick who called in, with the, you know, she kind of started off having a point, and then she went all the way to the left, and I had to, you know, had to cut the bitch off. She had a point at the very beginning of her point about it's the law. You're right. The way that the law is designed a way that afforded this man to walk for murder too. You feel me? The law is designed a way to do that. She was right about that particular point. She started going crazy talking about teaching kids how to dress and all this other shit as if wearing a hoodie should get you fucking killed. Or even wearing a hoodie shouldn't even get you approached by a motherfucker. See, my problem with the bitch was, and I'm going to keep calling her the bitch because the bitch was tripping, okay? My problem with the bitch was this. You feel me? She was all right until she started going all the way to the left with that. My problem with the bitch was this. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to fucking sit here and make it seem as though it's a problem the way he dressed. The problem that he didn't let some random person compare him and just fucking, you know, attack him or approach him about. Because, see, the problem with that whole notion is he has a right to wear what the fuck he want to wear. Wear what you want to wear? No, maybe his pants should be. If you don't like saggy pants or whatever, I mean, that's your opinion. It is what it is. I don't really give a fuck about your opinion about either way at all. But you got the right to wear them. You shouldn't be, no one should approach you for walking through a neighborhood because of how you dress. Unless your ass butt motherfucking naked and walking through the neighborhood and little kids outside playing and you just got everything swinging. That. Okay. But because you got a hoodie on in the rain, you retarded bitch. It rained. But I didn't want to bring it. I just had to cut that whole thing off. Well, we got 90 seconds for the broadcast. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all heard that if you're listening to me on the internet. Got 90 seconds till my switchboard gets ready to shut down. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all have it. I'm going to get back into the music. You feel what I'm saying? But I just want to say before I go, man, that I got about 60 seconds now, so you're going to hear her say it one more time. I just want to say that at the end of the day, we got to do better with raising our sons to be men. We got to do better to raise our daughters. Not to be women and not bad bitches. We got to raise our sons to be men and not real niggas. That's got to happen. That's got to start now. Not yesterday, but now. All right? We've got to learn the laws of the land. We've got to protect ourselves and our community. We've got to get back to showing love to our own people, just like everybody else do, just like the Mexicans do, just like the Jews do, like the Asians do. We got to get back to fucking with us.
Because the more y'all keep fucking with everybody else, thinking that y'all all high for loofah, that y'all done got a little money, y'all got better, y'all better than the rest of the motherfuckers at the bottom, when y'all start feeling like that, when y'all start acting like that, that division is power in numbers. We are a minority in the country. We are not the majority. So we are a minority that's divided. What the fuck does that mean? Thanks for tuning in to Cable 100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. I really appreciate everybody that tuned in to the show. You guys rock. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show whenever we go live with that. Oh, we got some other calling numbers, too. I want to remind you guys and welcome all the DJs that we've got added to the mix. DJ Corrupt, DJ Idle Hands, who's debuting this Saturday. Standard, DJ Standard, DJ MoFat. Who else? DJ P, DJ D's, who else? The Beamer Brothers, Vic XL, who else? Am I missing somebody? I think I might be missing somebody, but I can't think of it right now. Anyway, all the DJs that's rocking with K100 Radio, you guys tune in to some great music during the week. We got some great DJ mixes. We got some great rotation. We've got hip-hop, R&B, a little bit of pop and neo-soul too thrown up in there, mixed in and spliced up to make things different, keep things fresh. Majors, independents, everything's good, man. If you ever tune in to K100 Radio just for an hour and listen to us, man, and rock with us, you understand the music is great. We play a good selection, and we try to mix it up. You can check us out at chainlessentertainment.com/K100Radio. You can download the TuneIn app, the XCL Live mobile app. We're on iTunes Radio up under the hip-hop section, K100 Radio. There's multiple ways you can check us out. All the information available about the company, about upcoming events, about all that kind of stuff, it's over at K100 Radio. ChainlessEntertainment.com/K100Radio. All right. So I appreciate you guys showing love. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. That's the letter K, the number 100_radio. And you can also please like our Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/K100Radio. No dashes or underscores or nothing. It's just the letter K, the number 100 radio. Facebook.com/K100Radio. All right. Like our Facebook page. Show some support. If you love the truth, if you love good music, if you love uncensored, unfiltered talk. Of course, when I host the show, my opinion is my opinion. But I try to open the floor and give the floor to other people. If we don't agree, then I'm just going to say, yeah, you tripping. And I probably just cut your phone line off. But other than that, man, I will open your phone lines. I will give you your chance to say whatever you want to say, even if we don't agree. Like I did that bitch. You're not rocking with the best of them. This is K100 Internet Radio. Jesus. They may say your album's coming, but as far as this song, you couldn't have said it better. Let's go.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race them, that don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race them, that come in, please buy more. What you want, a Bentley fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. You the only be niggas, anybody playing. Spending anything on Alexander Wang, new slave. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. I throw these Maybach keys, I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know we'll be the new slaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I know that we the new slaves. I see the blood on the leaves. They throwing hate at me, want me to stay at ease. Fuck you and your corporation, y'all niggas can't control me. I know that we the new slaves. I know that we the new slaves. I'm about to ride the fuck out. I'm going Bobby Boucher. I know that pussy ain't free. You niggas pussy ain't me. Y'all throwing contracts. To me. You know that niggas can't read. Don't want some Maybach keys. Fucking say live feet. I know that we the new state. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me.
out the country so you can't see where I stay. So go and grab the reporter so I can smash that recorder. Say that confused with some bullshit like the New World Order. Meanwhile, the DEA teamed up with the CCA. They try and rock niggas up. They try and make new states. He got that probably on prison. Get your peace today. They probably all in the Hamptons bragging about what they made. Fuck you and your Hampton house. I fuck your Hampton spouse. Came on a Hampton blouse and then a Hampton mouth. Y'all about to turn shit up. I'm about to tear shit down. I'm about to air shit out. Now what the fuck they gonna say now?
Yeah. When we been in the same circle going through 7 days for 400. You feel me? I know you got a whole bit. You feel me? And that's what they don't like. An educated black man. I had one.